Sunday night, or L'chof Ches Teves. Bar Halachim Chavis Olavos. Sometimes a person sees something, thinks it's maybe an Aveda, and he wants to do a Shavuos Aveda, but by picking it up, you're causing the owner harm, because it's not really lost. So there's Gedorim that allow us to make certain assumptions. If you see something that's obviously lost, it's like on the floor, and it doesn't belong on the floor. It's obviously it fell from someone, so it's lost. But if it's Derech Inuach, if it's placed somewhere, and it's a Makom Shamur, it's a place that's in a safe place, it's in a protected place. So then we assume it was put there by the owner. Koshgein, if it's in a hidden place, like it's, the key under the mat, which is a pretty silly place to put a key. But, it's things tucked away in a place. It's a Derech Inuach, and it's hidden. But even Samazai, if it's in a safe place, so then it's not an Aveda, you assume it's not an Aveda, it's Derech Inuach, and you assume the owner's going to come back and take it. So don't touch it. You're only messing him up. If you take it, you should put it right back. If you walk away with it, then you have a different problem. He might have come in the interim to get it. But if you take it for a moment, you should just put it back. If it's in an unsafe place, then even if we assume the owner put it there, but it's an Aveda because it's in an unsafe place. So it's in a Makom Hefker, and maybe he put it there for a few seconds or minutes and he forgot it there, and now it's in an unsafe place, so it's called an Aveda Mitzadzeh. You find a book on a bench, let's say in a public place, so that's automatically an Aveda, even if it's Derech Inuach, and he may come back for it, but it's in an unprotected place, so you should take it, and now it depends if it has a siman or not, v'chulu. But it's called an Aveda Mitzad, that it's in an unsafe place. Then we have the middle case, where it's in a semi-safe place, and we'll talk about that, Bezos Hashem, tomorrow. And now we're going to learn some Chavis Halvavis. And the Chavis Halvavis, we're in Shar Yichud HaMaisa, we're in Parakei, different enticements of the Yetzirah, and we're in the first of the series of Pituyim, where he tries to, where it's not attacking Ikrei Amuna, but it's attacking your Avodas Hashem, trying to make it flawed. So his first example, which we're in the middle of, towards the end of, is he tries to tell a person that he's already reached great heights in Avodas Hashem, Mitzad HaKaras HaTov to Hashem, and now he has to turn his attention to people and have people hold of him also, and have people, and he quotes Maimari Chazal, that you have to do things that people should hold of you, and Ruch HaBrios, Nochei Menu, etc. And so, and the Iker is to focus on what will make people hold of you, and that's what you're up to, and as Hashem already holds of you, so now you're up to people. So he exposes what Chazal, he explains what Chazal really meant, Chavis HaLobos, and there's no such thing as doing things so that people should hold of you. There's things you have to do, maybe Benodim HaChavero, of course, that Hashem wants you to do. So you do them because they're Chiyuvim from Hashem. But the idea that, and he gives a very fascinating shot in Kol Shemokum HaBrios, Nocheimenu, Rachamokum Nocheimenu. He says it doesn't mean what the Yetzirah tells you. It means that you should make sure that Mokum Habrios is Nocheimenu, because then for sure Rachamokum Nocheimenu. No way, it doesn't mean that at all. It's impossible for a person to be Ruach Habrios Nocheimenu. Not everybody. If everybody likes you, there's something wrong with you. He says, but it is possible to have everybody like you, and that's what it means, Chazal. That if a person does things because Hashem wants him to do it, so Hashem makes a miracle, and people like him. So Kol Shavruach HaMokom, Kol Shavruach HaBrios Nochei Menu, says the Chavis HaLobos. It's a raya that Ruach HaMokom Nochei Menu, and made people like him. That's his schar for focusing on if Hashem likes him or not. He then goes on to address the aspect of the Yetzer Hara telling him that he already is sholem in his avodah to Hashem. For Hashem Olav and answer him b'shabcha oscha when he tries to praise you and be mash umahu shetaasher osi Olav midaiti chayvus olav kimolai. You're giving me a shvach that I am aware of all of my obligations to Hashem and I fulfill them. V'chihu ki im b'taino alai l'elokim. I'm sure I am not. It's impossible. A person will always be playing catch up because the dynamic of a person's life is to repay Hashem in gratitude for all the good he did for him. He says it's impossible. You can never catch up. You're always behind because you're born and then everything in your history and everything. So you never catch up. Now, if you're reminding me that of my chovos because of what Hashem did for me, so now you're reminding me that I'm remiss in my avodas Hashem. I'm not doing what I should because you can't. Right? What can you do to repay Hashem for every breath you take, for every swallow you make, for every word you say, for every thought you have, for every action you take? It's not possible. It's limitless. How long can I live for already? How long am I living for? This is what we really say in Nishmas. And in Anachrama speaking, he doesn't say this, I'm saying this. And in Anachrama speaking, behold, the Hashem of the Kenneth will say, no, Alachas, no, Yolav, Alpha, Alef, and Reba, Yolav, and Metavos, shall see, don't say to me, Manu. Because you have to take everything into account, the whole history and everything. So stop this nonsense that I finished that part already, and I'm up to the next part. Besides, the next part doesn't exist. And there's no such thing, but it's absurd to talk about that I'm finished paying up my debt of gratitude to Hashem. That a boss of the dom is yom of kitzel over chotzer, but v'chol chazdo, meaning what a person does, chasidus, is kitzitz hasodeh. It's nothing. It's like the blink of an eye. It's like, so, Bomer Chachamein Zochonim Levocha Mein Ani Li Mili, but Ukshani Latsim Moani. In Loachshavei Mosai. So I guess he's focused on the second phrase, Ukshani Latsim Moani. So that's why you have to demolish the Yetzer Hara's argument and tell him that you're still the whole premise is incorrect and the whole thing is incorrect. But now he'll go on to something else, which we'll learn tomorrow night.